it's really good to start this by, it's so much more than we're just walking around and looking at graffiti. I want you to understand why the area has the vibe that it does and what the background of that is. So for the tour proper, we're going to start down here. We're on Middlesex Street, which is better known on a Sunday as Petticoat Lane. Why Petticoat Lane? Because remember all of that silk and fabric making that used to go on in this area, where to buy your smalls. And Petticoat Lane still, they do have a market every Sunday. You can still buy underwear and lacy garments at Petticoat Lane Market, but now it's much more of a general clothing and bric-a-brac and flea market. This is what it looks like on a non-market day in lockdown. Very, very quiet indeed. But this is Middlesex Street, aka Petticoat Lane. As the camera pans around, you suddenly will see a flash of yellow in the distance, in the background. And that is the first artwork that I'm going to talk to you about today. It looks like this. And it is a huge mural. It's been there for a really long time. We'll talk also about the legality of street art and graffiti. But I start with this mural on a street art walk, whether virtual or in person, because it's a really great piece to introduce you all to graffiti in its purest form. So I'm going to draw some purple circles around what in street art, in graffiti art parlance, are known as tags. And a tag, essentially, is the artist's signature. A little scribble, a shape, letters, something completely abstract. And that tag is unique to the artist and it is their way of signing their work. So all of those are tags. Any disillusioned teenager who's picked up a spray can and gone out spraying on walls has a tag, and it develops and you keep it throughout your whole art or graffiti career. Graffiti was born in the US, on the East Coast predominantly, in cities like Philadelphia and New York City. And it was born on the transport system. Dangerous, illegal, spraying trains with a tag, and it very, very quickly spread across the Atlantic to London. In the 70s and 80s, it was largely tags, and they get more and more elaborate as they become art in their own right. So these are tags. You will have no doubt seen them everywhere, you know, abandoned buildings. That is a scribble. I stake my claim on this piece of wall. The more elaborate form of the tag, I'm going to draw again bigger purple circles. That's the next step. And that is known as a throw up or a throwy. Slightly bigger, not quite three-dimensional, but to the layperson, to you and I, it's bubble writing. But it's a throwy, and that's the next stage up in terms of graffiti. Your most elaborate form of your tag is these here, and they are known as, it's a piece or a masterpiece. The most elaborate form, usually multiple colours, hugely vibrant, the most embellished version of the graffiti artist's tag. So a tag, a throw up or a throwy, and a piece or a masterpiece. And that, in a nutshell, is graffiti.